This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9, the game at 7.01. You've got Bo here, Abe, I'm Allie Mack, and Dom is behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. It has been an amazing week here with SEC Media Days happening down at the College Football Hall of Fame. We talked to so many notables, Drew Fabianich, Billy Lucci, Bo talked with Greg Sankey yesterday. You can go back and listen to all those interviews via the Odyssey app. But right now, we got to pivot to the Falcons, because we've been looking at this head coach list that came out from CBS Sports, and there are some major opinions on it. Raheem Morris, Falcons head coach, was ranked at 27th. For reference, he was 24th heading into last season. What say you, Bo?
I don't have a problem with the like kind of the tier he's in. I mean, unproven, I think, is that's fine. What I have a problem with is the fact that you have guys that have never coached games ahead of him. I mean, Liam Cohen can't even get the team slogan right.
Duval.
And he's ahead of him. Based on what? Why's Jonathan Gannon done nothing in Arizona? He's ahead of him. Ben Johnson has never coached a game as a head coach. He's ahead of him. Dave Canales, I think Dave Canales is a great offensive coordinator, and I thought he had Carolina playing well late last year. So I guess if you want to put him there and think that he did more with less, then okay, cool. Shane Steichen, I don't know if he's better than Raheem. I don't think he's worse. I don't think he's better. I think it could be a push if you want to go with based on last season, right? And so I have an issue with some of the guys that are ahead of him because we don't know what they are. And it's kind of like ranking rookie quarterbacks, like that ball knower wannabe guy. Mm-hmm. Putting a rookie quarterback ahead of guys that have played in the league and accomplished things. That's just ridiculous. You don't know what they are.
I sometimes feel like these columnists or article writers, editors, whoever's putting these together, like just refuse to take the obvious way out. Like, you shouldn't be ranking guys that haven't done it before. Just say there's no sample size. We have nothing to go by. And that goes for the rookie quarterbacks. I agree with you. And also for these head coaches, if they are indeed a rookie head coach, not one of the guys who are coming back into head coaching, like a Pete Carroll or some guys who are on their second or third runs. The thing for me in regards to ranking them, and I think it's really tough, Bo and Allie, to talk about the other head coaches the way we talk about Raheem Morris, because we sat and watched Raheem Morris and every decision that is made over the course of 17 games and how it impacts the team.
Right.
I can't say that about, to Bo's point, Shane Steichen. Okay. Or some of the other coaches. Dave Canales, we saw him very closely in two games, right? Yeah. The two against the Falcons. And so I can try and judge him from that. We kind of saw that Bryce Young took some steps in a late season turnaround and all that stuff. But without really looking game to game very closely, it's tough to really judge a coach's impact on the team. That's why I'm okay with where Raheem is, because, and I said this, and I like Raheem. I'm absolutely rooting for Raheem. I think he's going to do a great job this coming season. I thought last year he was a net negative. And so I expected him to be ranked relatively low.
I don't think he was a net negative. I think, look, he had the team at 6-3. They were rolling. Yeah, Kirk was a part of that. That some of the Raheem's, the beauty of Raheem Morris is he can help both sides of the ball. And we saw the defense get better after the bye because Raheem became more active in what the defense was doing. Did he wait too long? I mean, look, you can have these conversations. It's always easy to make a change during the bye week because you have time to implement things.
Just not the quarterback change? Which is when that should have happened?
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It
should not have happened in the bye
yelling?
Week. Because you're completely.
I was told I was the one who yells all the time.
So it should have happened after the Denver game.
Yes.
You're 6-5, and you know the quarterback did deal with an end. You knew that he was banged up during the Saints week, and you should have changed after that. You should have changed right then when he was playing fine for the most part.
The Chargers
game hadn't even happened. That was the worst game he played all year.
It was.
And no, actually, I think the Vegas game was the worst game he played all year. No, that is a ridiculous statement.
But first off, no,
that
it's
is
not.
Yes, it is.
Bo, it's you're allowed to disagree with it. That's
it is
fine.
Completely ridiculous.
No, it isn't. Think he I said it at
no
the time.
No one would have done that. No, any coach that changed that changed Kirk Cousins after the Denver game when they're 6-5 would have been second guessed. To hell and back. That is completely ridiculous.
You don't get to talk
ridiculous.
About second guessing because it's all hypotheticals. That's all looking back.
It's your second
it's
guessing.
It's not because
if
you come out in, with Michael Penix and beat the Chargers and then beat the Raiders and then roll into the playoffs, no one's talking about it. There is no second guessing.
You're going to play the best defense in the NFL at the time. I think they were giving up like 10 or 11 points a game.
Right.
And you're going to put a rookie quarterback in his first game.
After a bye week at home?
No,
yeah. See, that's a total cop-out because your quarterback that you refused to take out cost you that game. He threw four interceptions, including a pick six.
He did throw some interceptions. He did. He played terrible that game. He said it. We all know it. But no one is making that change with a $40 million a year quarterback when really – he had one bad game until that point. I say two bad because the Pittsburgh game, I think, was a bad game. But that was a bad plan.
Well, and that's part of the net negative, though. But that's part of the net negative for Raheem Morris. Okayed that plan.
Look.
It made you completely uncompetitive in week one.
And you can make that argument. But he also okayed other plans where you destroyed very good defenses and won like Tampa with that quarterback.
Sure.
I'm look, let's just move on from that because I think that is – I personally feel – That's a ridiculous statement. We've talked about it on this show. Mike and I have talked about it. You can have your opinion. I don't dislike you. I'm not bashing you. I just think it's a ridiculous statement to make because no one's making that move. And it was a thought that maybe you had, but no one else in that league would have done that. So I just completely disagree with that. But I think you can make the argument the Washington game is a game.
The time management, the clock stuff, yeah, absolutely.
I also think that had the quarterback that you were saying should have been in earlier had made the throws that he needed to make in that game, you win that game.
Well, maybe if he had two extra games of experience, yeah, he would have been able to make those throws.
Sure, or maybe he was back to the bench after playing the best defense in football.
And if that's the case, then you have a $40 million quarterback who maybe has a healthy shoulder and a healthy elbow.
Well, no, I think you've completely destroyed two quarterbacks' mindset now and self-esteem on that thing. So,
but again, what you're suggesting is hypothetical. I was suggesting a real-world situation in which you make a change to give your team a chance to win.
Bad at that point. He started playing bad.
Bo, we can't just look purely at numbers with suggesting that Kirk Cousins wasn't playing bad.
He had
like 9 interceptions, no touchdowns, right?
That was,
you can't just sit there and look, and it's not even about the touchdowns.
You can see he's not making throws. That stat you're bringing up really started in the Denver game, and then it continued in the Chargers game. The Chargers game, it spoiled because he threw 4 right there. That you can bench him after the Chargers game. You're not benching him after the bye.
To your point, I don't think you can bench him after the Chargers game because you don't have the bye week at that point.
You needed the bye week. You benched him without a bye week.
You had no choice at that point. At that point, the season
was. I would tell you that I would have benched him before they did, but it would have been in the second half of that Vegas game when I realized how incompetent he was.
Not the second half of the Charger game?
No.
All right.
I'm not throwing Penix in that situation.
I wouldn't either in that situation. Yeah. I don't think you can bring him in during a game without the proper prep leading up to that week. That's why I would have done it during the 2 week prep.
And the Raiders is easy. And you did it on 1 week. Penix was fine as far as look, for me it was never about handling the situation as far as being the starter now and the offense. It's about who you're doing it against. Because you're not throwing him in Minnesota, in that environment, you're not throwing him against that Chargers defense. Real quick, can we agree to disagree and kind of get to the top of the list where I think we both have some opinions on in this list, or do you want to continue this part?
Who are you talking about at the top?
I thought you were good with the top three.
No, I am good with the top three. I don't like where Sean Payton is. Sean Payton is at 11.
I thought he did a great job considering last year. The expectations for that team versus what that team reality-wise turned out to be. You talked about Sean Payton and the impact he has on quarterbacks, right? Mm-hmm. We've seen that his whole career.
Yeah.
I had no expectation Bo Nix was going to look like that as a rookie quarterback.
He did a great job with Bo Nix. He's done a good job there, really. He won more in his first year there than I kind of thought he would. I thought he mishandled I don't want to say mishandled, but it was unprofessional.
It was a very ugly
the way
divorce.
Russell.
Yeah.
Sean McDermott at 12 is ridiculous. I know that he has Josh Allen, but I give them credit for what they don't have to work with. And speaking of making changes, he made a coordinator change. It was now 2 years ago in the middle of the season, which led to the resurgence of that offense. And they ended up winning the division after that.
He gets hurt by postseason failures, right? That for the same reason we probably are ending up boosting Nick Sirianni all the way up to 4.
But right now, currently, if you're doing that, why is Mike Tomlin at 10 then?
Because the media is afraid to criticize him. It's ridiculous.
They're just using his, quote, lengthy run of being above 500.
Dom's a Steelers fan.
Yes.
I remember this now. I don't know if you've heard this, but what's the guy we just fired from Dallas? Mike McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Mike McCarthy and Mike Tomlin on paper, if you go look at their records, their playoff wins, their Super Bowls, they're the same freaking coach. Yet Mike Tomlin every year is heralded and because he's never had a losing season. He's like GOAT status to the media. And Mike McCarthy is like the class idiot. like the class clown. That's the way he's treated by the media, and it's ridiculous. There's people in this radio station that treat Tomlin like a goat and Mike McCarthy like the class clown, and it's ridiculous because I love Tomlin, and I think he does a phenomenal job handling diva-esque players, but he's no – him and McCarthy are the same guy.
And also, to the point of him handling diva-esque players, those players are only there because they're Tomlin's guys. You picked them because you obviously kind of always have this thing where you feel like you can get the best out of guys and you feel like you can overlook some of their personality traits. This is why we always see stuff with Antonio Brown, Chase Claypool, George Pickens, Deontay Johnson. It's a long list that Mike Tomlin is at the center of.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. It's just interesting how he's bulletproof. I think Kyle Shanahan, I think, is too low. And
he should be top five?
Yeah, I think.
I agree.
I think Sirianni should be lower because the thing, and I think we talked about off the air, there's nothing that I don't see him really bring anything to that team. Like
I agree, but this list is also made in a year in which he just won the Super Bowl. And it's a tough argument. And that's why I think you see a guy, some of this stuff like McDermott, maybe a little lower, is the postseason. You know, I don't want to say failure. That's not necessarily the right term, but
I mean, they made the AFC Championship game with you and me at wide receiver.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they have Josh Allen.
But again, this goes back to partially the Raheem conversation. When I'm not watching these guys making every decision in every game, I agree. I look at Nick Sirianni and I say, he's got the best running back, one of the best quarterback, blah, blah, blah. It's tough to see what his impact on a game-by-game basis is on that team. If I were watching it, maybe I would feel different about Sirianni. Although you and I both see stuff from our sister station IP up there, and they're just yelling about him all year long until he ends up winning a Super Bowl. And they're like, oh, we should have shut up, maybe.
And you know how Abe and I were just yelling at each other? That's how they're going to yell like week three if they're 1-2. That's just how they are up there. I just think Sean McDermott, for what he's done there at 12, with all the playoff wins, I know he hasn't won at all, but all the playoff wins he does has, having Tomlin ahead of him right now is absolutely, that's a cop-out.
If you're not going to hold Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley against Nick Sirianni, I don't think you can hold Josh Allen against McDermott, and I feel like that's what happened.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, I don't mean to be a jerk, but Mike Tomlin has done nothing without Ben Roethlisberger.
He's Marvin Lewis with a stimulus package. That's it.
Wow. Those are Dom's words, not mine.
Well, since this was
that's a good line,
based off of last season, it'll be interesting to see how it changes next year. Coming up, we're going to go in the huddle. TJ Watt is getting paid. We're going to get into the details of that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.